is conditional use number 2536, John Whitby.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, Mr. Sharp.
Thanks, Jamie.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2536 for John Whitby for a small welding business based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed welding business is small and will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. It is small enough that it will not negatively impact traffic or nearby roadways. Two, the use began as a small business on applicant's property, almost like a home occupation. Most of the applicant's work is done off-site. As the business has grown, the need for the conditional use arose. Three, the location is mostly surrounded by farms and other large tracts of land. Four, the applicant lives on the site and the applicant intends to keep the residential appearance of the property. Five, the applicant operates a welding company that serves the Delmarva poultry industry. Most of the applicant's work is done off-site in the poultry processing facilities, and there's very little to be done on this site. No truck, trailers, or vehicles occur on this site. Six, no parties appear in opposition to this application. Seven, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the use shall be limited to the welding business as shown on the applicant's site plan. B, the applicant does not want any signage other than the sign on or near the shop located on the property for deliveries, and difference between deliveries and the applicant's name and business. C, security lighting shall be shielded and downward screen and shall be directed away from the neighboring properties and roadways. D, any dumpsters or similar containers shall be screened from the view of neighbors and roadways. The location of these containers shall be shown on the final site plan. E, the parking area of the conditional use shall be shown on the final site plan and clearly marked on the site itself. Vehicles, trucks, and trailers associated with the conditional use shall only be parked and worked on within the designated areas. There shall not be any parking in the front yard setback. F, the site shall be subject to any DLDOT entrance and roadway requirements. G, any violation of these conditions may be grounds for termination of this conditional use. H, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve conditional use number 2536, John Whitby. Mr. Passwaters?
Yes, for the reason conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Allen?
Yes, for the reason conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0.